And right now it is time for us to go to the world of sports. We'll have Mike Causey joining us in just a few minutes. But how about this? Boston Celtics, 13 wins in a row now after they defeated the New York Nets. Hard for me to say that. Even they're the Brooklyn Nets, actually. Anyways, those three UCLA basketball players are back in the United States. And it's what's interesting to me is I want to see what happens, what the university does with them. They've had no comment as of yet. They are back in the United States. LiAngelo Ball, Cody Riley, and Jalen Hill. They were allowed to leave after the Chinese authorities said everything was resolved to their satisfaction. There's no information on what authorities at school are going to do. The three were arrested last week, they were questioned on suspicion of stealing sunglasses from a Louis Vuitton store near their hotel. That's the way it looks. So we'll see what happens. And we'll see exactly what they're going to do with those students, if they're going to get a free ride or if they're going to pay the price. We'll see. But right now, let's welcome in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right.
All right, so those three college players are back. Let's see if the college...
are they?
Yeah, they're back.
What a shame.
Well, we'll see what the college does now. They say they're going to release information.
They're going to do nothing.
They should be just at least suspended for some games for stealing.
They should be thrown out of the off the team and out of the school.
Well,
that's what should happen.
I agree. They're on scholarships. I agree with you there. I'm not normally that hard, but they broke every rule what they agreed to. And they should face the severity of it.
Mm-hmm. But that won't happen.
Yeah, you're right. It won't happen at all, which is too bad.
Mm-hmm. Somehow they'll twist it where they were framed. They were Americans and got framed. I guarantee you hear that word framed somewhere along the line.
We'll see what happens. But I know what I think should happen to them.
I agree.
Because, you know, there's plenty of other kids out there, and athletes as well, by the way, athletes as well, not just normal college mm-hmm. students, who won't steal and will use that scholarship for good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where my thoughts come from on that. How about the Celtics, 14 in a row?
They're playing very well. it's a surprise because you would have thought another team would have been doing something like that, but... the LeBron James team's not performing up to expectations, but even with the injury to the one player on the Celtics, they're playing really good basketball, and they look like the best team in the East for sure right now.
And that was after an 0-2 start.
Yeah, 0-2, 13 in a row. You can't get much better than that.
All right, in baseball, Torey Lovallo and Paul Molitor are managers of the year.
I don't even know who the first guy is.
He's the manager of the Diamondbacks.
I know who he is, but I never heard of him until the fall. But Molitor did a tremendous job with Minnesota. Not only did this team lose 100 games last year, they were sellers at the deadline this year. And nobody expected them to make the playoffs, and they did. So a very good job by Paul Molitor.
All right, now what's interesting, a couple of what I want to bring up to you, the Panthers-Dolphins football game.
Mm-hmm.
Was the fourth worst Monday Night Football ratings game in ESPN history.
Well, there you go. People are fed up with it. I mean, there's no draw to football. What's the draw? I mean, way back when you had big quarterbacks, you had strong teams, like we've discussed before. You knew every year the Cowboys, the Giants, the Redskins, the 49ers, they were going to battle out for a championship. On the other side, you had the Broncos, the Steelers. You had teams that you knew definitely every year were going to be in contention for a Super Bowl. Well, the NFL didn't like that, so they implemented salary caps and did everything they can to break up the supremacy of those teams in the league to get 32 mediocre teams Now they have it. How's that working out for you right now? That they got what they wanted. That's what they wanted. They call it parity. I call it mediocrity. They got what they wanted. How's that working out for you?
Yeah, it's pretty horrible. Yeah.
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, and all the teams I mentioned are either liked or hated by everybody. You either like those teams or you hated those teams because the teams that you rooted for couldn't beat them. And it kept everything going in the league. You knew that the Lions were going to be terrible every year. You knew the Vikings occasionally were going to be good. The Bears would occasionally be good. You knew what was going to happen every year, and it was accepted. Now you have no idea what's going to happen from week to week, and people don't like it. And now what are you going to do about it?
We'll see what you can do.
I mean, like I said the other day, I watched some of it on the Red Zone. And you very, very rarely see pan shots of the stadium anymore. Right. And there's a reason for it. There's a lot of empty seats. A lot of empty seats. Season tickets may have been sold, and you know they show the attendance in the papers as being close to capacity. But people, this is even worse. People spent their money, and they're not going to the games.
All right, where else do you want to go in sports now?
Two big basketball games last night. Duke squared up against Michigan State. It was one of those big matchup events in the big city. It was in Chicago last night, and Duke beat Michigan State 88-81. And that game was followed up by Kentucky playing Kansas, and Kentucky's young team looked like they were going to get blown out of the building for a couple of times, and they managed to claw their way back. But Kentucky still lost yesterday by 4 points. Kansas beat them 65-61. A good showing by Calipari's team because they're very young, playing a seasoned team early in the season. So this has the earmarks that Kentucky will be heard from at the end of the year. And the crazy kid on Duke that trips and kicks and does everything else to people, Grayson Allen, he scored 37 points last night. That was the difference in the game. That's the reason why Duke won 88-81.
All right. Now Kentucky, they're the team that's in turmoil, right?
No, that's Louisville.
Louisville, yeah, that's right, Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Same state, wrong team.
It's going to be interesting to see how they play this year.
Yeah. Well, it didn't affect, I don't think it affected their team. I know the coach is gone, but it didn't affect their team, but you know, it will be interesting to see how they perform this year. That's for sure.
All right, and there's not much else really right now.
Big hockey game tonight. The Rangers are in Chicago. The Devils just went to Chicago and beat them 7-5. Now the Rangers Rangers go to Chicago tonight, and let's see how they can do. Like I said, Rangers been playing good of late. Chicago just got thumped by the Devils, so they're going to have their feathers up. Should be a good game tonight. It's a nationally televised game, too. Starts at 8 o'clock.
All right there, Mike. I guess we've done it for today. Tomorrow we've got our football picks for Thursday night football.
It's pretty sad when it's Thursday. It's the day before the game. And I know I always used to know who's playing. Unless I look, I have no idea.
I think Pittsburgh's one of the teams.
It is. I just pulled it out. It's Tennessee at Pittsburgh.
All right. So, well, I don't know how my pick's going to go there.
I think I do, too.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
And we hope for the best.
That's right.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.